and then it goes up, but it's special. There's also another one that says, you know, empty trash, and I'll push that, but it just refuses to work. So they really have it fixed, so you're not going to lose anything, whether you want it or not. It does say empty trash, which we didn't seem to have to use. And then it just says shut down. And then I, you know, go to shut down and it does. Now I have special on, and it says empty trash in black letters, which means I could use it.
Well, as far as we can tell, looking back in the record, the comet observations, at least those that have been recorded, go back to 467 B.C. And that was, in fact, the comet that many centuries later became known as Halley's Comet, which some of the older listeners may remember seeing in 1910. In fact, in 1910, Halley's Comet, the Earth passed through the tail of the comet. People would get sick and die. It might be the end of the world.
Thank you. die to sleep.
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing.
Skin tight, we'll reach Información deportiva.
This is January 23rd, 1998. This is Shirley and Spinoza, and this is Free Radio Berkeley. We're fixing to, we're putting on our dancing gear here, and we're going to shake our butts for you. We hope that you're planning on going to some of those hot hopping parties. I know I always say that, but I really do mean it this time. If you want to call on in...
As far as I can see it, we've lost number one somewhere back in the lab.
This is the back room. We're going to be looking at the main circuit breakers for a moment. As disinteresting as power circuitry is, it does lend itself to a very important function.
I broke a string.
Oh, hey, you found the lab there?
That's number five.
Well, in either case,
we're going to be looking here at circuit number four, which powers all of the main patch bays. And the tape decks, which has been an unpopular item for a lot of us here at
number five.
For Radio Berkeley. Us using tape decks instead of live microphones has not been something too favored.
But, okay, I think if we look here, you can see this. Whoa, hey!
Hey, number one, watch it there. That's Circuit Breaker 4.
Stunned! You know, we're going to have a hard time wrapping this thing up here, but...
Nuts!
We can, switch Circuit Breaker 4 off in time, then number one will not have us... Switch Circuit Breaker 4 off in time, then number one will not have us...
All right, in any case,
looks like number four...
Looks like number four...
Is still on.
Okay, it's pretty funny to think that, in actuality, we refer to ourselves as number one and two, but number four is actually...
Number five.
Just a circuit breaker that we rely on every week.
We're going to step back in here into, number nine.
Oh. straight, fair as plays. Fresh gardenia for your lady. California Street, move to the rear, please.
Thank you. ba bidi 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 qui qui qui.
Bárbaro, bobo lo cuallé, Kikui.
My friends, lend me your ears. I have a story to tell you about Mr. Mosquito. Now, when you're in the tropics, beware of that tiny insect called mosquito. Everyone is cousin to him. Take no chances with Brother Mosquito. He has a sting of death. When he sings a solo, no one likes to hear. But before he stings, he sings. And that sting is a sting of death. Yes, it's a sting of death. So beware. Beware of cousin of mosquito. Whenever you hear cousin mosquito. Beware of cousin Mosquito and his solo. Take no chances. For cousin Mosquito saps all of your blood and sends you to your grave before time. So take my advice. Avoid cousin Mosquito and his solo. Come, 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 come con, 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 con. Mosquito, 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 it's dangerous. Avoid con, 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 mosquito and his solo. Con, 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 con.
Thank you. Thank you. doesn't care about labels, they care about performance.
This story very, very well documented on a tape that I used in this tape recorder. Something happened. I don't know what happened, but it's not here anymore. So I am saying it again. Now, forgive me if I forget some of the details, because I remember them the first time, and I don't know if I can remember them again. But it's basically something like this. Guadalupe, you know, you remember Guadalupe? Guadalupe ended up somewhere, I don't know, in jail or something? No, he was living in the woods. And the chica went to Mexicali and she hooked up with somebody. Now, we didn't know who this was until Guadalupe found her. No, he was talking to some friend and recalling the story about his penne in the bar when they went to get some wine. And his friend said, wait a minute now, what? This chica, you describe her to me, because this chica, I know chicas who like to see pennies, and there aren't too many of them. So, he described her. And, so, Guadalupe described her, and his friend said, now, how tall about is this chica? He said, oh, you know, maybe 5'4", maybe.
A man translating a jukebox record in a restaurant catering to Puerto Rican New Yorkers.
I won't change my heart, my dance, by the Empire State. In this country of such a cold weather, the Puerto Rican mountains, the birds sing there. They sing from way down to up the peaks of the mountain. I won't change Puerto Rico by 60 New Yorks. The country in which I was born is suffering many, many bad economic things. Even though I feel terrible there, in my country there are always flowers. That is my paradise. I won't change Puerto Rico by 60 New Yorks. I won't change Caguas, a city in Puerto Rico, or San Juan, by Albany, the capital of the whole state of New York.